Amy?
My question is about gifts. Now,
this is the last question, by the way.
No, it's true. Brother Ryan had said before I
met. Hey, she says uncle, and you say brother.
Brother Daddy said. Daddy said before that you guys can't be somebody can't tell you what your gift is. You have to ask the Lord what your gift is. So if somebody does pray to the Lord and they feel, say I'm a brother and I feel that my gift is ministry, is it possible that somebody can, like another brother can say that's not your gift, but then I feel that the Lord has told me that is my gift?
That's an excellent question. Brother Daddy?
That piece of study. The question is that that's what the body is for. The body. We are a member in the body of Christ. What the rest of the body say to the foot? You are the foot. And you got to function there. What happens as we function in the assembly? Others are going to say, brother, amen. Or if you are honest with the sister or the brother, please, that's not your thing. Okay? There are some brothers I would not have deal with young people. So they cannot. They love the Lord. But if young people see them coming somewhere, they go the other way. There are some cannot deal with children. I have seen where we have vocation by the school, and a young brother was a teacher. And rough kids. And you know what he did? He got so frustrated, he took two guys and banged their head together. Next thing you know, one went home and got his father. The father came back to fight.
Oh boy.
It is not Jamaica. I'm not going to say the crazy part. But the thing is that when you see that, you have to say, listen, if you cannot deal with this, it's not your thing. So in working, you will find if brothers and sisters are honest with you, they are going to tell you, pull your side. Not you're doing the stuff and says, listen, man, you know. No, it's pull your side and say, listen, I think this is not your thing. But the moment you find someone is doing something and they do it well, they get people, they are good administrators. No. Say, for instance, Vero. Vero is a very good administrator. Very good. And I says, that's his thing. I says, brother, so if I'm going to organize something and I want it to be organized, you think I'm going to call on somebody who, when you ask, did it get done? No. When you get it done? Oh, next week. No, you want something, you want to put somebody in a place that will get things done. I don't have that ability. Money, I don't deal with it. And Amy could tell you, is my wife. Okay? She handled the books. I can't deal with money. I don't worry about myself. I'll give you any money, I spend everything. So I recognized that, and I said to my wife, sweetheart, you take care of the books. Well, if I tell somebody, I tell a guy, my wife handled the books. Oh, you know what? You know, man. Yeah, that'll make you a man. Well, because your wife handling your books, the two become one, so it's the both of us.
Yeah.
So, and so the thing is that knowing your gift, people are going to help you who are honest with you to tell you this is your thing. When they tell you it's not your thing, don't try to fit in when you are not in it.
Amen.